The federal government shutdown is now the longest on record. That's complicated things for researchers who depend on federal grants, federal employees like those who maintain the Hoosier National Forest, and for state agencies which rely on federal funding. In Indiana, almost 600,000 food stamp beneficiaries were told on Friday that they will not receive food stamps next month. The Indiana Family and Social Services Administration, or FSSA, announced on Friday that they will be distributing SNAP benefits, the new name for food stamps, early this month. The FSSA receives their funding primarily from the U.S. Department of Agriculture. Family Resources Director at FSSA, Adrena Shields, says those benefits will not be distributed in February due to the shutdown.
SNAP benefits are distributed on an EBT card, typically on a monthly basis, starting on the 5th of each month, for about 19 days, starting on the 5th, every odd day, through the 25th of the month. However, as a result of the partial federal government shutdown, we will be distributing SNAP benefits on Wednesday, January 16th, for those individuals that are eligible for February benefits. So they will receive their benefits early.
Shields says the FSSA is complying with federal budget guidelines.
As part of the partial federal government shutdown, the last continuing resolution allows the federal government to issue benefits 30 days after the last act, and that occurred on December 21st. So all states must have their SNAP benefits issued by January 20th. And so in order for individuals to receive February benefits, we will be issuing our benefits on the 16th to meet the last continuing resolution. There will be no SNAP distribution or issuance of benefits in the month of February. So we're encouraging all of our recipients to plan accordingly, since there will not be any additional issuance during the month of February.
Shields says the FSSA encourages the 585,000 Hoosiers who regularly depend on SNAP benefits to ration this month's early allocation. It's not clear if the federal government shutdown will continue into February, and Shields says her office is uncertain as to when they will receive additional funding to reinstate SNAP. Shields says the Division of Family Resources encourages those SNAP beneficiaries who are not to receive additional benefits until mid-February to treat this Wednesday's early allocation as their February benefits.
I highly encourage individuals to think and plan and prepare that there will not be another issuance in the month of February. So the benefits that we distribute on Wednesday, January 16th, that will be the last distribution until further notice.
Shields says while the number of SNAP beneficiaries changes month to month, her office estimates around 585,000 people use SNAP every month. That's nearly 10% of Indiana's 6.5 million estimated population.